This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and get interactive over there. There's all kinds of different stuff you can do, but the main focus of the site is that you get to tell us what you think is important. So when you go to freetalklive.com, you'll see all number of usually news stories, but sometimes it could be blog posts or YouTube videos. The number one story right now, cop who was texting and driving fatally hit ex-Napster executive who was riding his bike. So you get to submit the content there to the front page of the site, and then other listeners can vote it up or down. It's a Reddit-based system, which means that if you have a free Reddit account and a free Free Talk Live account, easy to get yourself connected there and get interactive. So all kinds of neat stuff to talk about. There's an update on the Market Basket grocery saga, where today there was a major set of layoffs that were put on hold. We'll tell you more about that if we get the chance. Plus, I earlier this week had wondered aloud when we were talking about Ross Ulbricht. He is the man who is alleged to be the founder and the operator, the creator of the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace, fake IDs, pirate kind of stuff, all kinds of like hacking tools, stuff like that was available there.
It's like the Pirate's Cove of the internet.
By the way, I want to welcome, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on there, because I'd ask for an update on the other people who've been charged. We know all about Ross Ulbricht, but we haven't heard about the other guys, and I didn't even know their names off the, you know, top of my head. And that's, you know, that's not cool. These guys are facing very similar charges for operating, or the assisting of the operating in that that enterprise, I guess you could say. Joining Mark and myself tonight, we have a special guest co-host. What do you want to go by? Centurion tonight? Centurion is with us now. Welcome to the show, Centurion. Good to have you here tonight.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So you, I guess I'll give our listeners a little bit about you, because not everybody listening to the show may be intimately familiar with copblock.org. You happen to be wearing the CopBlock t-shirt tonight, and it's a handmade, as I understand it, CopBlock t-shirt. Our viewers at home and at work or wherever they might be watching our webcam, they can see the front side of you, but maybe during one of the commercial breaks, you can turn around for them, because you can't see the CopBlock logo, or the CopBlock wording is not on the front side of the shirt, but you actually handmade a CopBlock shirt.
Yes, I did. It's I specifically made it for the DUI checkpoint so I can be seen a little bit better.
You know what, the DUI checkpoint things that have been happening out in Manchester, New Hampshire, have been absolutely spectacular, with 30 to 40 activists in the streets. They're opposing these unconstitutional DUI checkpoints, this basically, you know, searching and harassing wholesale of anybody and everybody who comes through a particular intersection or stretch of road. You've been out there on the front lines of that, and there's been just some amazing footage that's come out of it. And to be able to have the activism seen here in New Hampshire to the point where the activists outnumber the police at an operation like a checkpoint, a DUI checkpoint, where there's no shortage of cops.
And police are feeling extremely defensive.
Are they?
They even changed their tactics by stopping them before the checkpoint and after, because we're so effective.
Meaning, when you say stopping, you mean the cars? They were stopping cars?
They're moving regular cruises be ahead of us to actually start randomly pulling over people.
So the interesting thing is, you know, they'll probably start changing their tactics a little bit over time, but so can the activists. And it seems like the numbers are growing. I know it was 30 people at one of the first ones this summer, and then 40 people at the next one or something. That's what I've heard. I actually haven't been out because it's Friday nights. You know, I'm usually on the air, so I don't get the pleasure of going to see it in person. But I do get to see a video from Derek J over on his website, derekj.me.
Yeah, the Centurion's basically the face of cop block in this town now. I mean, he's been doing it for 18 months, 2 years, something like that. And
sounds right.
Yeah, dedicated.
Definitely. I mean, you and I have been out a number of times on the streets in Keene here and, you know, giving young people know your rights information. And it's been very, very successful.
I have a huge, huge following with Keene State College and the college kids.
Especially the girls, man. They love you.
You've got like this helmet. You're a veteran and you've got this helmet that sort of you Velcro your camera and your flashlight up there. And yeah. I mean, you're ready.
It's a little bit cinematic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You're ready to go out. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So we can talk more about, you know, expertise on cop block related matters. You certainly are no stranger to it. In fact, you've kind of done a little bit of a tour yourself. I mean, we've had Pete Ayer on the show, one of the founders of Cop Block, here. Of course, for our listeners that don't know, Cop Block is what? How would you describe Cop Block, Centurion?
It's decentralized with many, many different opinions, you know, many, many different ideologies. And it's just great to be a part of a collective group that presses for accountability and you know, make sure that people know their rights, what they can and, you know, what their rights are, so they can tell the police, no, you can't search me. You can't automatically do that because you have a badge. You can't automatically pull me off my porch because you have a badge or search my person. And that's extremely important, not only for the police to know, but, you know, for people that don't know their rights, you know.
Yeah, another thing is that police around the country oftentimes, they pretty much feel like they can do whatever they want.
Exactly.
Because essentially no one will question them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a group of people, especially concentrated in one area, that are asking questions and questioning, is that an order? Is that a lawful order, or are you just asking me here? You're gonna. It's a pushback. It makes them less likely to just try it with anybody to get whatever they want, because they're not used to getting whatever they want every time. And I think that in and of itself is important. The founders talked about an active citizenry. They wanted people to question the government, and nobody does anymore.
So you can get involved over at Cop Block. Check them out at copblock.org. And, of course, Centurion's highly involved with Keene Cop Block. You know, there's no real leader to Keene Cop Block, but you are certainly somebody who puts a lot of hours in. And so you're definitely there and you're doing it, and I appreciate that. So we're going to continue here. You can bring up anything that you want. Interesting news here. So what I was saying about the Silk Road a moment ago, and we were talking earlier this week about Ross Ulbricht, the guy who's accused of running the Silk Road as the boss. He's the creator, allegedly, of the Silk Road. There's this underground drug marketplace on the allegedly anonymous system called Tor. I've got an update about the other folks, and it's actually a fairly old update. It's from January of this year, but I had wondered aloud, and really there hasn't been much of anything else since then, or since this. But of the three other people that have been charged with helping to turn Silk Road into an online drug empire, two of those three have been released on bail. This is from Mashable.com. The three men were arrested in a coordinated effort by global law enforcement agencies on or around December 19th. All three are accused of acting as moderators or employees of the online black market bazaar Silk Road. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York confirms to Mashable that Andrew Michael Jones, charged with using the alias Inigo, has been released after his family posted a $1 million bond and he agreed to a number of other conditions. Pending trial, Jones has agreed to, I've heard they put their house up for that, his parents.
It's quite a house, I bet.
It's a nice U.S. war against free enterprise.
Jones had agreed to home detention with electronic monitoring, strict surveillance of his computer activity, and drug testing. He also surrendered all his travel documents and is restricted to certain locations in Virginia, where the FBI nabbed him at his home, and New York, where he will undergo trial. Jones appeared in federal court earlier this week when both the prosecution and defense agreed on a 90-day discovery period. Jones and his attorney declined to comment on the case at this time. His next hearing is scheduled for April 17th. I don't know what happened in April. I haven't been able to find news since then. But I do know, from what I understand, he is still on house arrest. The trial has not yet occurred, so he's basically been staying at his parents' house. There's another one who was allegedly named Libertas on the site, a man named Gary Davis. He apparently has also been released on bail, as I understand it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then there's one more person involved in this, and I don't... We'll get an update on him. There's something going on with Australia and that person in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book two in the Tales of the Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire, by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Got all kinds of stuff coming up to talk about tonight, including a naughty, naughty Homeland Security official. He's been busted. We'll tell you what that's all about here in a little bit. Plus, the so-called Liberty Kids shaking up the Los Angeles Republican Party. What's that? 855-453. That's the toll-free number. We're also talking about the latest on the other guys allegedly involved in the Silk Road. We've covered a lot about Ross Ulbricht, the man alleged to be in charge of the Silk Road, but there are also at least three other individuals that have been arrested and associated with Ross and basically charged with the same exact things except for the Kingpin statute. So Ross has been charged with, criminal conspiracy to launder money, conspiracy to commit computer hacking, and conspiracy to distribute drugs, illegal drugs. And the Kingpin, whatever, I don't know what the Kingpin charge is. It's something that makes things more serious. But the
it sounds serious.
Even without the Kingpin charge, we're still talking about these other guys are looking
at they have at, a RICO know. On them?
That's what they're trying to do, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So the other guys, though, they're being charged with, pretty serious stuff as well, and we'll get back into that. There's a little bit more. Plus, ProXPN, that's how you protect your online privacy. It's a great step toward it. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use our promo code FTL20. Get yourself 20% off the price of the premium account at ProXPN. Now, what they do there is they actually encrypt your internet connection. So what you're doing now, if you don't have ProXPN, if you're online without ProXPN, you're probably being logged by your internet service provider. They're probably tracking every website. Every website you visit, every search term that you enter, probably being held on to for as long as 5 years in some cases. So you can stop that by downloading ProXPN software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS, as well as Android. Plus, Linux users, you can even get hooked up with ProXPN. The process is a little bit different, though, for Linux. It's still pretty simple, though. ProXPN.com/FT. You can go get started there. But protecting your information from snooping ISPs is cool. Plus, if you're at a coffee shop, the administrator of the coffee shop's network that you're on, they're not going to be able to sniff you out either. Or people with Wi-Fi packet sniffers trying to steal your bank account or credit card information. ProXPN helps keep you safe. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. And you can, if you buy their annual plan, break the price down to as low as $5 a month with code FTL20. And with the premium package, you get unlimited bandwidth servers around the world you can connect to, and you can even privately torrent with ProXPN with their premium package. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL20. So, according to a story at Mashable.com, the other guys involved allegedly in the Silk Road, Andrew Michael Jones, aka allegedly Inigo. There's another one, Gary Davis, allegedly known as Libertas on the site. Irish authorities released they released Gary Davis on the night that he was arrested, according to TechCrunch. An anonymous source told the publication the move clued in FBI agents as to who flew to Ireland to take Davis into custody and interrogate him, and that an extradition hearing for Davis will take place next month. U.S. law enforcement official with knowledge of the situation confirmed to Mashable that Davis is free on bail. These are the men accused of operating the Silk Road, the administrators, basically. These aren't the guys that own the site. They were alleged to have been paid between $50,000 and $75,000 per year for their services, basically helping to, mediate kind of controversies between sellers and buyers, help people hash out the issues that they inevitably will arise when you're dealing with anonymous people selling drugs on anonymously on the internet. So that was kind of one of their primary roles, and other administrative tasks involved with running the site, like reporting back to Dread Pirate Roberts, the site owner, what they've been doing for the last week, what have their jobs entailed. And then the third individual here on this list is Peter Philip Nash. Now, he is alleged to be one of the primary forum administrators. So this guy allegedly wasn't an administrator of the site. The Silk Road had two sites. One was the Silk Road, the drug marketplace, the underground marketplace, and then there was the Silk Road forums, which were at a different URL, which is like a completely different site.
It looks like Free Talk Live's VBS. I mean,
exactly.
It's a message forum. I mean,
and we have moderators on our forum who aren't hosts of the show. They aren't regularly involved in the production or in any way involved in the production of the radio show. They're just moderators of the forum. Well, apparently that was what the job of Peter Philip Nash was, allegedly. He was known as a few different names, including Same, Same But Different, Batman 73, Symmetry, and Anonymous As, and then the S word. Those were some of his forum names.
Does the Silk Road get shut down simultaneously during the arrest?
These guys were arrested after the Silk Road shut down. Silk Road was cracked down on in October of 2013. That's when Ross Ulbricht was arrested. The site was down for approximately a month, and then the new site came online about a month later. So in November, Silk Road 2.0 came online, and then it was in December that these three individuals were taken out and arrested.
Well, I know that forum guy is guilty. Anybody call themselves Batman and that anything from that DC dreck?
Neither Australian nor... So again, he was in Australia, allegedly, and was in custody at the time of this writing, which was in January. Neither Australia nor U.S. law enforcement officials would comment on whether the U.S. will seek extradition to bring Nash to America to face charges. However, since the three men were indicted in a U.S. federal court, it is likely federal prosecutors will do everything possible to ensure they face the charges brought against them. And then the story goes on to talk more about, you know, what happened with the Silk Road, etc. And so there you go. That's what happened. I had wondered aloud, and it was brought to my attention. This was basically the latest thing. There's a little bit more that I'm privy to, but I don't think I'm able to share. But I understand there may be a fundraiser in the works for Inigo, and we'll find out more about that. There's some questions about who it is that's doing the fundraising. When somebody gets online and says, hey, I'm related to such and such who was arrested in the Silk Road, send me Bitcoin. Yeah, kind of got to be a little careful with that. You need to make sure that that person's actually telling the truth. So as I understand it, that information is being put together to verify the claims of certain individuals who will be purportedly doing a fundraiser for this individual.
Got
it. And we will keep you up to date as that continues to develop. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. And you know what? We're going to the phone lines here. I know I screened the call, but I totally spaced out on who this is. So who is this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. This is Evan from Bardo Farm out in the woods of the Shire.
Oh, yeah, Bardo. Now, this is a place where a number of activists who are freedom-oriented have moved to, and they've kind of really gotten dirty out there. You guys take care of a lot of farm business, slaughtering pigs and building houses and things like that. It sounds like it's fun for a lot of people.
It's a landing spot for a lot of sort of young males that come to New Hampshire with the Free State Project.
Now, Evan, you've been out there for a while now, right? A few years, a couple years?
No, actually, I just moved out this spring.
Oh, wow.
Now, are you the emperor of Bardo?
I'm the emperor of myself, and Bardo's pretty tolerant of that.
Well, the reason I asked that question, Mark, was because this is Evan, who was formerly the emperor of Free Grafton, as I recall.
I'm still on Emperor Free Grafton, as I understand it. I don't think there was ever a recall election there.
Okay, all right. Well, stand by. It sounded like you might have been repudiating it there, so we'll bring it back. It's Free Talk Live.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Whoa! This is big.
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory-authorized sale has been extended. Now, through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site. If you like what we're doing, you can toss some Bitcoin into the tip jar. Somebody had emailed last night to say that say thanks for putting Chris Cantwell on the show last night, and of course the last time we had Chris on, I thought it was a great show, but some people got kind of upset about it. They sent some emails complaining, but some people really enjoyed it. So again, you know, you can't make everybody happy, but this guy said he liked it so much he left a tip, and sure enough, in the Free Talk Live pit, tip jar, 0.05 Bitcoin. I don't know what that totals out to, but I think it's a few bucks at least.
It's not bad.
So thanks for that, man. I appreciate it. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can toss something in the tip jar there. If you have a Bitcoin wallet, if you don't yet, you need to get one. You can do that over at blockchain.com. We've got an easy-to-install and set up wallet for your smartphone device. Maybe it's an iPhone or an Android-based phone. They've got one. They've got one wallet for each. I have to say, I like the Android wallet better. They just made it easier to use. I don't know why it's so different, but it is. But at least those iPhone folks actually have a Bitcoin wallet again, because Apple had pulled it off the market for a while, and now it's back. So you, if you've been waiting on the blockchain app for Apple, you can go and get it now at blockchain.com. Get your Bitcoin wallet set up. By the way, I want to welcome our newest radio affiliate, Augusta, Georgia's News Talk 1230 WEZO. They're coming on board, taking Free Talk Live and airing us midnight to 2 a.m. in Augusta.
Awesome.
So welcome aboard, late night listeners. If you are listening in Augusta or anywhere else where this show is the what's called delay broadcast in the business, you can still participate. You just have to remember to call when we're live. So we're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Mark your calendar. Put it in your, you know, calendar app or whatever to call in. If you've got something you want to say, if you've got something that you want to get off your chest, some sort of issue you want to address, this is the place for you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can Skype in to the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go back to Evan calling from Bardo in New Hampshire. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live. Do we have Evan? Evan going once. Actually, he's muted. Let's try this now. Go ahead, Evan. You're actually on at this point.
Howdy.
Yes.
So I didn't really want to talk about my activities as a humble emperor. I'd rather talk about my activities as an industrious serf here at Bardo.
All right.
And lately, this project that I've been kind of obsessing about for the past few years and is finally coming to fruition is I'm building an earth sheltered house.
Earth sheltered, meaning underground?
That's a word you could use to describe it. Though it's more of an above ground structure with an earthen roof that goes all the way down the ground. So kind of like built into a hill.
Yeah. You mow your roof, Ian.
Uh huh. Okay. But so it's in a hill, not really underground, but kind of. I mean, earth sheltered sounds less crazy than underground, doesn't it?
Right. That's one good reason to use that terminology. Earth integrated is another.
Okay. Now, what are the benefits of this? I mean, I've heard that it's good for insulation. Is that true?
Yeah, it's radically passive. Dry earth is a particularly good insulator, and several feet of it is sufficient as thermal mass and insulation to carry the heat of winter or the heat of summer deep into the winter and the cool of winter into the summer. For annualized thermal inertia.
Now, what about dampness? I mean, it would seem to me like if you have earth as insulation, that you're probably going to be dealing with dampness.
Dampness, indeed, is a problem that plagues many earth-sheltered structures that are poorly designed. And my design is based on the top three design criteria or problems, issues that I face are drainage, and moisture. And the way that I'm dealing with that is by... Well, a number of things. One of them is by making sure that the roof line matches the slope of the hill and that every drop of water that lands on the roof has a complete downhill soil path.
Makes sense.
Additionally, there's overhangs, 4 feet of overhang on both sides. There's a series of uphill ditches that redirect the water coming down the hill away and around the structure as part of the uphill patio.
That's amazing.
In this design is integrated to be a food forest for some perennial polyculture.
Now, did you come up with this on your own, or did you grab some, you know, some prepackaged plans that somebody else had already done? How did you figure this all out?
No, I'm totally stealing these ideas from more brilliant minds on the internet and books that I've read.
Well, you're not stealing the ideas. You're borrowing them.
Of course.
You using
can't own ideas.
Right. You're copying the ideas. It's totally a good thing.
Not that.
Right.
Indeed.
Are you a New Hampshire native?
Nope. I'm from Texas originally, but now I live here in the Shire.
Yeah, you've been here for a number of years. So.
Yeah, going on 4 or 5 years now.
Cool. So you were inspired to do this. Why? What was the, what made you want to do this as opposed to all the other different forms of sort of unusual home building, like, you know, geodesic domes, monolithic domes, other kind of unusual structures that could also be considered very efficient? Why the underground or the earth sheltered one?
I've been interested in this for a long time, and I first got interested in earth ships and for moisture and drainage reasons, I no longer think that's a great idea for up here. But this is just something that I've been kind of obsessing about for years now, and working on tons of different designs. And
yeah, I think it's an awesome idea, you know, just the idea of living underground, because to some extent, if it's going to make it difficult for tax assessors to decide how big your house is. You know, where do you live? They can't use the FLIR cameras. You know, there's just all kinds of, it affords all kinds of privacy that would otherwise not be there.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the sound will be absorbed. You could probably have a nice little home theater room. But, I mean, this is going to be a tiny home, or what's the size of this? Because another thing that's fairly big up here is this idea of the tiny homes, or at least there are a lot of people who talk about doing these things, and I imagine they'll become real after a few years, after people get the time or the
building
money.
Building one right now.
To do, are you?
Yeah. Okay. I posted online the frame already. Mm-hmm. It's framed done. It's on my wall, but it's amazing.
Now, what good is that going to do you, Centurion? I mean,
it's for somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not for me. No, it's one out of four.
Now, so Evan, how big of a home are we talking about here? What's the square footage you're planning?
The interior square footage is about 325 square feet.
Okay.
It's basically 4 8-foot by 8-foot squares lined up. Like three of them are in a line, and then another one offset of that, and that's the downhill gable.
Neat.
And
it sounds
three
like
you, are the shed roof uphill.
Sounds like you've got your work cut out for you, man. Anything else you wanted to share about the experience thus far?
Yeah, I'm throwing a work party, so it's an earth sheltering workshop. Actually, it starts tomorrow and runs until the 17th. And since it's a Hobbit House work party, and hobbits aspire to 6 meals a day, traditionally, we're going to try to serve food for people who come on out and help out. And there's free camping here at Bardo. And
is there a Bardo website? I mean, obviously, we've got, this isn't a local show, so, I mean, only... You know, I don't know how many people are going to be able to come out to your thing. We can't really have everybody call in here and offer up their local event. But if you want to plug a website for Bardo, maybe
people does Bardo have a website? Because that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's bardofarm.com.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if we even have the event posted on there, but we should get that up.
Yep, you definitely should. I wish you the best. Thanks, Evan, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Yep, bardofarm.com.
There you go. Yeah, and they've got other cool stuff that they do there. You know, like I said, they're raising animals and, you know, building stuff. And like you said, it's a landing place for a lot of people who maybe, you know, if you don't have a whole lot when you move up to New Hampshire, perhaps as part of the Free State Project. From what I understand, they'll let you crash in return for work.
Well,
you have to work hard.
Making us city people grow chickens.
Yeah, and things like that.
Buy guinea hens and
logging. I don't
have
anything to do with it personally, but, you know.
They've got a lot of pigs there, too. So I got some pigs from them last year.
So there you go, 855, 450 free, and now you know something about underground houses you might not necessarily have before. 855, 450 free. The latest on the Market Basket saga, that's on the way. Liberty Kids in Los Angeles allegedly shaking up the Republican Party. We'll find out what that's all about, and a perverted Homeland Security official has been arrested. We'll explain. Free Talk Live.
The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crash is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary. Because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time time-consuming expensive office visits?
No.
No.
And no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a no-no.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want right here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. From corrupt cops to underground houses to whatever happens to be on your mind, we'll talk about it here. You just have to dial in. You can also dial us up on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
Centurion from Keene Coblock.
And Mark.
And Coblock, you know, you're not just Keene Coblock Centurion. You've been all over the place. Didn't you go down to Cleveland to help those guys out?
Yep, Cleveland with Dio and the guys.
Yep. Kind of went on a little tour. Was that the only place you've been? No, or did you stop
Columbus, Atlanta, and Bridgeport, too. Bridgeport, Connecticut. And,
were you touring on your own, or were you with Pete, or how'd that
just
work?
Just meetups.
Okay.
Yeah, just individual meetups.
And folks can go to coblock.org and get sort of, there's like a map there, I think, with a bunch of the different locations of Coblocks all around the country. Of course, Coblock is a project, a decentralized project to help hold the police accountable. And to anybody who appreciates the idea of holding government agents accountable, you really should check out freekeen.com. In fact, I'll be posting here in a little bit, sometime tonight, the latest on the Robin Hood case. Yesterday, I posted the story about the Robin Hooders, the ACLU, filing an amicus brief. For those of you who are new to the show, Centurion, how would you describe Robin Hooding? I mean, you've done it a little bit here and there.
I did it once, one Saturday of last year, and it ended up being a cop lock thing. That's when I caught that Massachusetts chief of police with his government vehicle shopping with his wife, using a government vehicle. That was posted on Keene Coblock as well, but that kind of drew me away from the Robin Hooding. But you know, I never heard about it before that, and to go out to, you know, because there was some people saying they were going to call the police on them and stuff that particular week. So I figured I'd go out and be the cop lock presence for them.
So it's the idea of Robin Hooding is to stop people from getting parking tickets, to feed expired meters.
Yeah, they gave me a bunch of dimes, and I went ahead and started putting stuff in before the meter maids got there or the parking enforcement.
Did you threaten any of the meter maids while you were out there?
No.
Did you harass? Did you intimidate?
No, I did not.
Well, that's what they were arguing. The city government here in Keene filed lawsuit against some of us. They didn't include you, Centurion.
Even though I wanted to.
Right. You actually filed a motion. I don't know how much attention this got in the case. I think I wrote about it at freekeene.com.
Me and one other person did, yes.
Right. Wasn't it you and Jay Freeville?
Yes.
Who did it? Yeah. You and Jay Freeville filed motions to intervene, I think was the term. Where basically you were demanding to be added as a defendant.
I put coins in meters. What's up?
Well, my thing was because Pete Ayer said, you know, his argument for being dismissed from the case was he's not a Robin Hood and he never really.
Right. He said he never filled any meters.
Exactly. And their
they kept
argument
him on.
Their argument was this is a collective conspiracy against the local government.
Their argument was literally that because Pete, the founder of CopBlock.org, because he had gotten on a radio once, apparently, as one of the parking enforcers was driving down Main Street, because Pete picked up a two-way radio, which a lot of the activists have here in Keene, and he transmitted the location of the, oh, we got the meter maid going south on Main Street or something like that.
Yeah.
Because he transmitted some sort of an assistive statement. Therefore, he was a Robin Hooder, and he needs to be stopped along with the rest of us.
And it didn't make sense to me the dismissal the judge denied my request.
Right. Well, it makes sense at all
because their defense counsel, I mean their counsel for the city said we can't have him because he's not collectively in the group. But their argument to keep Pete in was their argument of being collectively with the group.
Yeah.
So
ridiculous.
It was like a contradictory.
Sure. Well, I've never heard of somebody trying to get criminally charged either. It's amazing.
It wasn't
story.
Criminal charges, Mark. This is a civil case.
Oh, it's a civil case.
Civil case that was brought against six alleged members of the Robin Hooding squad. And
please sue me too.
Yes. Which would have been fun because had the judge actually allowed you to come on to the case, you would have taken your own tact. Because what happened was when the Robin Hood case started up, Pete Ayer decided he didn't want to have John Meyer represent him in court. So the case became John Meyer representing five of the six people, including me, who had been charged, and then Pete was still representing himself. So during the trial, it was like a dream team kind of thing. You had John Meyer going up there, who was our attorney, this like free speech award-winning attorney. This guy is just awesome at what he does. You had John Meyer hammering him with his legal questions, and then Pete would come up and just hammer him with the truth.
They stereotyped Pete all the way. They were not ready for how smart he was. Stonewalled by him. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, that video
watch.
Was so good. The video of Pete on the stand from the hearing in the Robin Hood, I thought was so good. I clipped it out because this Robin Hood hearing last year was three full days
hours.
Of court,
yeah,
or three nearly full days of court. And so Pete's 1 hour on the stand or whatever was
they
just
were
so
not
golden.
Ready for him. They were
oh, yeah.
not ready.
That
for
attorney,
him.
The city's attorney, did not know who they were dealing with. They hadn't done any research, obviously, on Pete Ayer, and Pete schooled them on the ideas of voluntarism and freedom. And it was just a wonderful like a podium.
I was just amazed on that first question. Are you cop lock?
Right.
Cop lock's a website.
Yeah. So I don't even know. Just
you should. I don't know what this attorney's website is, but they're one of the highest paid attorneys in the state that the city of Keene is paid for. You should ask them, are you, whatever the name of his website is?
Are you City of Keene?
Exactly. Well, what is the City of Keene anyway? Except for some sort of legal fiction. The City of Keene is just an idea. There are men and women who align themselves with the City of Keene, who call themselves the City of Keene.
Mostly they're just into other people's business and willing to use, their little forces of minions against them.
The City of Keene's just a gang name, like the Bloods or the Crips or the Latin Kings. I mean, that's what the City of Keene is, or
I'm
the City of Philadelphia or wherever.
I'm offended. I'm offended to be part of a city that acts the way this city has acted.
Well, there's no evidence you're part of the city. I mean, did you ever work for them?
No, I'm not saying being part, but being in. Well, that's
or
the
living
thing.
or you know.
So Mark Stevens would point out, I think, and his website's Mark, that's Mark with a C, markstevens.net. I was actually just talking to him today. But he would point out, well, when people say things like the city or the state, they don't always mean, or they're not transmitting the meaning that they're actually saying. And let me see if I can better explain that. The state, when you say you're in the city, what you mean is you're in a plot of land that people commonly call Keene. You're not in
That's
the
too
political...
long to explain when
right.
you're talking to someone.
Right, I mean, it's right, exactly.
Yeah, I still say Keene.
But at the same time, when you say you're in the city, that could also mean you're in the part of the body, you are the body politic of this political organization known as the city.
Right. The government of the city, of the, you know, this area called Keene, the people that claim to be the governing body, purposely attempt to just sort of enshroud these things together.
Using the terms interchangeably.
Right. Yeah. We've got this little force field, and when you cross this line, we have what we call jurisdiction. And by that, we mean we will do whatever the hell we want to do to you,
yeah.
and then you
yeah.
can try to use our little court system that we set up and that is clearly bends to our will in many cases. Well, you can try to use that to be fair, but
and on top of
jokes
that,
on you.
On top of that, they're not very good at it. They're failing bad. They're failing really bad.
Let me tell you, I'm going to post up here. I already posted up the ACLU's amicus brief in the Robin Hood case, and I'm probably here during the next news break. I'll put up our attorney, John Meyer, this awesome free speech attorney, where he's in 32 pages just excoriates the city's position and just owns them. He even likens them to the Soviet Russians, basically, and it's just a lot of fun. I mean, as far as legalese and legal paperwork is concerned,
not much fun, but
yeah, this one was pretty fun in parts to read. So I'll put all that up over at freekeen.com. You can get the latest on the case.
And they've lost everything in this case, right? Like every time
it's never even gone to trial.
Right.
I mean,
well, they keep trying to bring it to trial, yeah. and they won't let them bring it to trial.
I can't wait to see the 91A on how much they spent.
That's a Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, and that number's still going up. They're taking
Correct.
It to the Supreme Court of New Hampshire to be able to simply take you to court.
And maybe they'll even go beyond that. Maybe they'll even go to the Supreme Court of the United States.
And just remember, they're doing it against activism, free speech, and freedom of expression, freedom of the press.
People putting coins in meters.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Well, yeah, and they want to put
it's really not even going on as much as it used to, right?
No, there are people out every single day.
Are there? Okay.
Yeah, I think some folks were out today and yesterday and so on and so forth. Yeah, it's a daily occurrence here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's as heavy, I think, as it's ever been. At least that's my impression of it. I'm not in charge of it as much as a lot of people would like to believe I am.
The lawsuit's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, certainly. And that's why they lost at the Superior Court level.
To say that a public official can't be watched by the public.
Can't
right?
be spoken to. Within a 50-foot radius, cannot be recorded within a 50-foot radius. This is what some of the restrictions they were asking for originally. And they want money because some of their employees have considered quitting their jobs. That suggests that you can't even suggest to anybody in the government that they quit their jobs.
Even in their job description, it says they're up to public scrutiny.
Yeah, we'll come back with more.
Lumber Liquidators buys direct from the mills, giving you the largest selection of hardwood flooring at the lowest prices. Right now, choose from over 150 hardwoods on sale, including beautiful and stylish white plank pre-finished red oak for just $179 a square foot. That's less than half what you could pay in other stores. Plus, get Dream Home Laminate and Tranquility Vinyl Flooring for 20% off and bamboo for only $179. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. More great deals and special 12-month financing available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always tastes real good. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record
lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.